Good afternoon. This is Sue Martin with Ag Investment Services, located here in Webster City, Iowa, with our Midday Futures Report. Well, the grain markets have traded both sides of the close, but it's the feeder cattle that is probably garnering most of the attention today. Every contract is limit down, with the exception of the October contract up front, but sharply lower there too. And concerns over Ebola possibly having an impact on this market, I would have a tendency to think this could be the thing that could topple a cattle market. Already seeing some dropping in airline flying demand and hotel demand. The next thing could be, if it was to get any worse, then after having a caretaker, you know, come down with the virus, the next thing would be a concern that maybe people would slow up going to restaurants in the larger cities, and that would slow up demand for beef. It could be the one thing that actually slows up the cattle market, and regardless of tight supplies, take a look at the last time we had a situation that was tied back to mad cow disease, and all it took was one cow in the U.S. to show up testing positive for mad cow, and the cattle market broke $19 and some odd cents in a matter of 8 trading days. This is Sue Martin with Ag Investments. Have a great day.